Democrats in New York City select their nominee for mayor tomorrow in a primary runoff. The winner will face Republican nominee Michael Bloomberg. New York City is a heavily Democratic area, and many believe tomorrow's winner will be the odds-on favorite to win in November. As the events of September 11th proved, very little in the city is going according to plan. From member station WNYC, Andrea Bernstein reports.
This was not the script Mark Green wrote for himself. For 8 years, he's been the elected public advocate, the city's number two job. And for most of the campaign, he coasted with a double-digit lead in the polls. But just before the September 11th primary, one of his opponents, Bronx Borough President Fernando Ferrer, began to pick up steam. Alone among the candidates, Ferrer worked to assemble a Black-Latino coalition. Then, the primary was delayed by the terrorist attacks, and everyone thought Ferrer's message of the other New York would hurt in a city that was feeling more united than ever. Instead, Ferrer was the biggest vote-getter in the primary, edging Green by 5 points. But neither man got the required 40%, so a runoff was set. The first test came quickly. The day after the primary, Mayor Rudolph Giuliani asked both candidates to agree to allow him to stay an extra 90 days to deal with the aftermath of the World Trade Center attacks. Ferrer said, no deal. Green agreed. That angered some Democrats, including former Mayor Ed Koch, who then endorsed Ferrer.
They didn't do this for Abraham Lincoln. In the great Civil War that tore this country apart, he had to run for re-election. They didn't extend his term. Mark Green is no Abraham Lincoln. I knew Abraham Lincoln.
Green, with his lead vanishing, struck back. In the final debate on Sunday, he blasted Ferrer for equivocating on abortion and the death penalty, key issues for Democratic voters.
So, Freddie, it's okay to change your mind, but you can't change history.
Mark, I am not going to let you distort my record. But now that you mentioned
changing...
Did you shift
on late-term abortions?
Okay, let... No. Yeah. Not, but by
Freddie,
the way...
you got to tell the truth.
Mark, well, you know, you need to tell the truth.
And the attacks didn't stop there.
Fernando Ferrer, borderline irresponsible, higher taxes, a divided city. Can we afford to take a chance?
Ferrer supporters, including the NAACP's Hazel Dukes, cried foul.
I woke up this morning and I thought I was still in Mississippi.
Standing next to former Mayor David Dinkins, who was black, Green denied playing the race card out of desperation. In fact, he said he's picking up support.
Do you feel the tide turning?
Yeah.
Do you feel the tide turning in this mayor's race? Well, I do.
But polls show most blacks and Hispanics are supporting Ferrer, who, if elected, would be the city's first Latino mayor. Most whites are behind Green. Many express concern about the Reverend Al Sharpton, the controversial black activist who is supporting Ferrer. In a city united in grief, voters are still divided. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Bernstein in New York.